taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing?
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Nah, nigga.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Get your balls
off. I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
Oh, what I'm saying!
Hey, quick note before the show starts. This is a kind of a one-off we did with Brad Binkley because a guest didn't show up. So it's just kind of a quick, you know, bonus episode talking shit for a bit. I did want to mention, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but on Spotify you can now leave comments under every episode. And somebody left my favorite comment so far. It's a guy named Joe, or he calls himself Joe, and says, AI sent me. Jen is post-op Joe. The whole show is a delusional Joe merely talking to his multiple personalities. Source? Fuck you. I'm God now. So yeah, get on Spotify and you can leave, clever responses like that. All right, enjoy the show. Hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. I'm Joe. Jen is with me today. Yes,
hey,
cheers.
Yes.
And we had a guest scheduled for tonight. Hopefully he pops on. If not, that's fine. We'll just do whatever happens. But luckily, it's not just me and Jen talking in your ears. We also invited Binkley from Propaganda Report to come on, a.k.a. Mouse Sperm. I don't have that queued up, but oh, there it is.
Mouse Sperm.
I have to play it every time you're on because it's a classic.
Whenever somebody says, what's the secret code? That's what you hear.
Mouse Sperm. That's my crypto key, actually. But yeah, so I've been listening to your show the last couple days, and there's, you know, all kinds of shit going on like usual in the realm that you delve into. But what's been your favorite or most annoying thing the last couple days?
Well, I think the activists are, I feel sorry for some of them. They're brainwashed, but the stunts that they've been doing, some of them are pretty hilarious. I can pull up the video for you. I can try to find it in a second, but there was at the Georgia Capitol. So they're sending these people to every state capital in the country to just go do weird stuff. And in protest of Elon and Trump. And there was a woman who was she was a large woman, a balloonish woman, a whaleish woman, who was in a wheelchair, a battery powered wheelchair. This is an expensive wheelchair. This is a $15,000, $20,000 wheelchair. And she was wearing what appeared to be like leather S&M type gear. Like she was.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this one.
It was a fat dominatrix in a battery-powered wheelchair pulling two people behind her, one of them on all fours dressed like President Trump with a leash around his neck, and the other one, Elon Musk, who was walking with a leash around his neck, and they were pulling them in front of the Georgia Capitol in the middle of the day in front of children. And so that was the protest that was that was there. Here's what we're going to do. Where's the handicapped fat bitch who likes to get down? And they got her, and it's like they're a little retarded because they combine these protest philosophies together, not realizing that they were taking away the advantage to the strategy. So they teach these protesters, we want to put people in wheelchairs on the front lines, handicapped people, because we want to see photos, and they have everybody, they tell everybody to be ready with a photo, and they tell them who to contact with it. We want to see photos of people in wheelchairs getting pulled out of those wheelchairs by police officers because they refuse to leave and the cops have to arrest them. We want to
see
those
viral videos
all over the New York Times, all over every major. We want to see Rachel Maddow featuring it with her a long pauses that she does and drama that she injects into it. And it works because you get some people who are lonely and are willing to do it. But when you put that wheelchair person in dominatrix gear and you do bondage sympathy that the wheelchair garners. And I think that's what was happening in that. Because I'll find it for you. Show it. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's hilarious and ridiculous at the same time. I would have liked to have been there crawling on the ground interviewing the president.
No, you find that video because I think that's so funny. I heard somebody, it might have been you, but mentioning how funny it is to have the left making fun of Elon and Trump like they're a gay couple or like they dressed up as women. It's like, wait a minute, I thought we weren't supposed to make fun of those types of people, but now it's okay because it's...
And they're just disparaging themselves in the meantime. I feel like the right doesn't necessarily do that. She's the one dressing up. She's the one protesting and she's wearing like the bondage outfit and looking weird and then carrying them behind her. Like, what are you trying to say? And also,
what's the message? Yeah,
right. Exactly. And if the right did that when it was Biden and Kamala, can you imagine if someone did that, dude. They would lose their minds.
Homophobes.
They would be like, I can't believe that they just made fun of the S&M community, first of all, and the disabled community.
All in
two
one.
Oppressed communities.
And also, yes, very. And also, our wonderful president and vice president. Like, I just can't believe this. They would just be all up in arms about it. And they can just do whatever the fuck they want. And they always get it. They always bring it to this, like, sexual level for some weird reason.
Like a creepy
time and
place, you know?
Because it's viral or something. I don't know. If you find that video,
I got
go ahead
it right
and play
here.
It. Okay, cool. Go ahead and play it. I'm going to go check my internet. I think my wire came out.
Okay.
Okay, here it is right here. Hold on 1 second. All right. So the internet cable came out. How do I share on here?
On the bottom, there should be a green box that says share. The bottom of the screen. Let me see.
Okay, I see it.
Okay. And then just pick whatever screen you want to share. Make sure it's the right one, not the one with the porn on it.
Yeah, I got a lot of screens open, okay?
Yeah, how many screens do you have open? How many tabs?
Yeah, okay. Let's make sure we get the right one there. All right, is that?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Wow. That one right there. All right, I'll play it.
I think the sound's
Even look at the photographer here, who just clearly, tight
gay.
Black jean lesbian. Yeah. And I think the child is, there's a kid in the background there.
Do they have masks on, like Elon and Trump masks?
Yeah, well, you can kind of see the Trump one, yeah.
Well, I was going to say the guy who's playing Elon looks just like him. It's got to be a mask. It's just kind of blurry, so it's hard to
tell. I think so, yeah. I think it's
what a bizarre thing to do.
And I can't...
Background. I just noticed this. The guy over the, like, standing to the left of that child, I think that's another person with, like, a
weird Trump
mask.
I was going to say, that looks like
Trump
an Elon
mask.
Trump
or something.
Elon.
And this lady's looking at this kid whose kid's got a chair he's sitting in watching this. When I went to the Trump rally at Georgia State and I was talking to just a variety of people, there's Antifa. I talked to everybody who would talk to me out there. There was in the Antifa group, there were people that regardless of what, you know, you think on the issue, it's an issue that people like to simplify that I don't think should necessarily be simplified, but it was a very, very, I love abortion poster. Like it wasn't just like a prose, like a very much like it's one of my favorite things. And this person had their kid on their shoulders with that sign and one of their other kids standing in front of it. And I was like, I don't know if you love it that much. You got two of them there.
That's
this
a
feels
meme.
Like that kid is holding a sign. Actually,
that's weird. So I've always said that too. I'm like, if you have like a pro-choice sticker or sign or whatever, that's one thing. When you have a shirt that has fake blood stains all over it that says I've had 27 abortions, it's like there's something wrong with you, whether you're pro-life, pro-choice or not. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, you're just taking it to a level it doesn't need to go to.
Totally. I know people who've had abortions. You probably know people who've had abortions. Everybody who I know who's talked to me about it, they have had, it was like, it was kind of traumatizing for them.
It is a traumatic experience.
And it was a
it's
very
not
difficult
something
thing.
That seems easy. Yeah.
Right. So to have that many, if that's true, and then being like bragging about it, you're a sociopath. Okay. There's something wrong with you.
But those are the same people. The people who are saying, I love abortions, who have kids on their shoulders, who don't know what it is, are the same people that are like, I hurt Ukraine or I support Ukraine, like who don't have a dog in the fight, who really don't understand the issue.
And,
and they just want to go along with it.
I thought about that today, actually. I was thinking about this general you know, shower thought thing while I'm driving around at work. But I'm like, it's so weird how mental illness has almost become not, maybe not trendy, but like glorified, or it's like a badge of honor now where people will like put it in their bios on social media. They're like ADHD on the spectrum and all this stuff. And it's like,
I know, dude.
Why would you? Okay. If you're proud of that or whatever that is, that's fine. But then they go and spout off about their political opinion or something. And it's like, you've already negated your whole opinion on everything because you just admitted to me you're mentally ill and you take crazy pills. So why would I listen to anything you say as far as politics or anything else goes when you're proud that you have a mental problem?
It's like being part of a club. You're part of a group.
Yeah.
I have this mental condition.
Right. Well, yeah, we've talked about that these people just are so lonely that they just want to feel connected to something because they don't stand for anything. So they're like, let's just jump on this bandwagon. Seems cool. Let's support this fat chick in bondage gear.
Lucky you
can dragging around the president and Elon Musk. What do the signs say on them? There's like paper on them.
I'm seeing that also. I didn't see this the first time. I don't know. There's a sign on the side of Elon's head. There's a sign on the back of a Trump character.
It was on his back, but it looks like it blows up onto his head.
Is that a QR code?
Yeah.
It looks like it, huh?
Yes.
So in the activist trial, I went through the Indivisible Resources last night that they sent out for the recess for March 25th to the 23rd, and I found a resource document that said the importance of QR codes and how to use them, because they can convey, you know, a lot of information very quickly when people say that. It's really kind of crazy when you go through all those resources and then you see them being utilized like this. I wonder what that goes to. Maybe it goes to the cage these two are banging each other in.
You need to contact the lesbian photographer. She probably got a better
Is that the message though? Because I feel like I really don't understand. Like, who's she supposed to be? Who is Trump chained to and crawling on his knees?
That's
mental
right.
Illness?
Like, I just want to know what she's trying to represent. Like, the art is lost on me. I'm more than willing to admit that.
It is one of those, modern art things where you're like, what are you even doing?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's abstract
art. It's over my head, for sure.
I would like to know who got that woman in the wheelchair, because that woman in the wheelchair almost definitely has someone who helps her, a home help nurse.
Yeah.
She
got her dressed. And helped her. Can you imagine?
That was my favorite statement you made, where you're like, her caretaker was like, oh, you're going to go do this bondage Trump. And okay, I'll get the leather out. No problem. Be right back.
I'll grab the leashes. I know where they are.
Oh, it's hanging up on the coat rack because we just used it last week for another rally we did.
Yeah, I wish I would have known about this one.
I think it was you too. There's been several people that have pointed this out, that they're like, anybody who has the amount of time that these people do to go to these efforts don't have a whole lot of problems in their lives, because
not at all.
I mean, imagine people doing that like in Syria. They're trying to find food.
Hey, you don't know, this lady could have been a USAID worker.
She's probably there.
You know what?
Her
she might
will.
Be 100%. Out of a goddamn job. She might be real upset.
There's another one that I think I had on my page somewhere.
Are you shamelessly showing us your ex?
Yeah. Oh, no. This wasn't on my page. This is just Josh, actually.
Oh, this Jocelyn?
Josh Jocelyn. We did a show at the Georgia Libertarian Convention.
He went dressed
week.
As Trump.
Well, that was a show we did. I did a little bit of material to kind of gauge the crowd and warm them up. And then I wrote an improv show for Elon Musk and Trump. And I brought them out, and I just did like a little press conference, and we had Josh do a press conference, and I did some improv games. And then we went to this local bar in Perry, Georgia, and redneck town. It's great. I love it. And it's really an old school dive bar that you don't even see a lot of since after the pandemic. It's open until 3 a.m. And we were going in, and Ian was with us, and Josh was with us, and Ian was a little nervous, and me and Josh were like, we've done this before, dude, it'll be good. And we went in, and everybody there loved Josh. They wanted their picture taken with him, and he got up on stage. We did the same thing last year in another redneck town, and he sang America by Neil Diamond.
And nice.
He did it very dramatically, and this is him on stage. And I got behind people, and I was recording it, and everybody in that bar was holding up their phones recording Josh as though it were the real
music. Nice. Well, it is weird. That's for awesome. How much he doesn't look at all like Trump, He looks a lot like Trump, and or sounds like it. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
He gets his personality very well. He instead of just repeating things Trump has said, Josh is good at saying things that Trump might say in other situations.
Yeah, too. Yeah, like, yeah. Improving Trump. Love it.
No, yeah, and the cadence and the things, he's got it down. And on
the hand motions?
On the go, too. Like, last when I was on Brad's show last week or week before, when President Trump popped on, like, it's hard because you can't see him, and it's always weird to talk somebody on the show when you can't see him, but just listening to it, I'm like, I almost got into character as if I was talking to Trump, because I'm like,
hey, yeah, people get mad at him sometimes people come up and they start, you know, letting their complaints about Trump out on him as though he's the real one. My brother's like, you're gonna get him shot taking
that. I was just gonna say shit. Oh, wow. I mean, that is happening now. The actual terrorism, like you were talking about, with the Tesla plants and people firebombing Tesla yeah, plants, or like dealerships, as if Elon knows anything about that dealership or has ever been there or gives a shit. But they're going there to throw their beer Molotovs, which don't work because it's beer. But yeah,
one guy set himself on fire. One guy was.
Yeah, I think that was that guy. Yeah.
He was, there was a Tesla charging station, because that's one of their targets. He was trying to do a Molotov cocktail, and there's a mellow mushroom with people sitting on the patio just watching this idiot. And the guy's like, you know, he's spray painting like Nazi fuck, blah, whatever. And then he's making his Molotov cocktail, and he tries to throw it. And I wish there was video, but it apparently didn't work. It didn't do anything to the charging stations, but it set himself on fire, to which he then fled behind, I think, like a dollar store and a Motel 6 before the cops. So I can just imagine his flaming, you know,
is running. As he's yelling Nazi, which is their favorite word for everything.
The left, you know, aren't good at sports either. Like, just know your place. Like, they can't meme, and they probably can't throw a ball, let alone a Molotov cocktail. So come on,
probably
guys.
His first try. Yeah, practice at home.
They could probably quote Karl Marx, though. So.
But, like, give a righty, and we're not either side. Everyone knows this, but give a righty a Molotov cocktail, like, I feel like they know what to do with it. Like, I'm just saying.
I brought my own.
I think
there's
they'd,
zero
yeah,
chance
exactly.
I'm lighting myself on fire in that situation. I can't even comprehend. Yeah. I've shot fireworks out of my mouth, out of my, like, it's you're not going to do that unless you're just nervous and completely uncoordinated, I think.
Wasn't he trying to do it like with a beer, though?
It was a beer bottle.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it's beer, that's not working at all.
Maybe
so.
He had beer in it still. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Beer doesn't light like that. I've tried.
Their failures are comedic, and it sucks, but they try to, like,
it's
they remind me of
fodder.
Like the kid in school who, like, thinks they're gonna be like, I'll show you, but really they're just so nerdy, and like their whole appearance and demeanor and aura will never, like, they'll never be super cool.
No, and they finally
but
get
they
the
saw
balls.
Too many 80s movies, and maybe
they finally
think
get
they
the balls
it.
To do something, and they start running and they trip on their own pants and fall on their face.
Exactly.
That's like every leftist trying to protest.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just
like
it's
Karate Kid.
Sad.
That kid, the in Cobra Kai, what's the main kid? LaRusso. LaRusso ain't beating the other guy up. He's just not. It's never going to happen in real life.
Pick your battles, and this is not one of them. That is a funny thing, though. They're doing this whole. This happens every 4 years. We know this, but they complain about one thing, turn a blind eye to the other thing for the next 4 years. But as soon as the other side does that, yeah. Now we're on to that. And it happens with both sides, and it's unbelievable. And you can show them, you know, 2 years ago where you're like, this Biden did this and you weren't saying shit. This is the exact same thing.
Are you both sizing? Are you both sizing?
Both sizing?
Both sizing?
Both sizing. Yeah, that's what they say. that's what they say. I've had that
because they also say vote blue no matter who, so at least they're sticking to something.
You're right. It's compartmentalization
for the academic and intellectual side of the aisle. As far as they think of themselves, they really don't have a whole lot of logic or reasoning mm-hmm. skills. They just parrot, but they think that that's the highest, you know, truth because it comes from academia or whatever.
But this is why so many people are, I think people should be way more in the middle and not be leaning one way or the other. But people were so repulsed by the left and what they were saying at the end there, you know, in November,
right.
When they were like, vote blue no matter who, like, we're just grasping at straws here. Everyone was just disgusted by it. And they're like, fuck you, I'm voting for Trump. This is gross. Which is also what people did in 2020, possibly, if the vote, if, you know, if it was even real. But that's what they wanted us to think, was that everyone was so disgusted and annoyed with Trump that they just went over and voted for Biden because he didn't do anything. So people are just swinging each way, but no one's really stopping to think about, you know, the fact that all this doesn't fucking matter.
And they don't want people thinking about anything, which is like why they throw all this stuff at us. It's like the whole design of propaganda is as little thinking as possible.
Just take
they
what
even
you
came
see.
Out and said it in 2020. Critical thinking is dangerous.
Oh, it's racist.
To the country.
Very racist.
Ooh, it's racist too. Oh god.
See, the only people that work on that works on is leftists, because they don't want to be ever known as racist or, you know, white supremacists. So they're like, oh, I guess I'm not critical thinking anymore. CNN, please feed me what I should say.
No, I feel like it works on the right too. I feel like it works on both sides. It just works in different ways. It works in mysterious ways, guys. Mm-hmm. It comes out in opposite ways. Where if you're, I mean,
propaganda works in mysterious ways.
It does. But I feel like a lot of what the right was saying, especially towards the end there, I could resonate with some of those things much more closely than what the left was saying. So I felt myself leaning that way, but then I had to check myself and be like, okay, hold on. And that's what everyone needs to do. Just hold. I'm not saying I'm perfect, and I don't always, you know, do the right thing or make the right choices. But when you feel yourself leaning really hard towards something, you need to just take a couple steps back
to
think
it.
Long and hard about it.
You don't have to lean towards it. If you're resonating with something because it makes fucking sense, take a step back and look at the opposite look at the arguments
and
go,
okay. Look at why it's making sense to you, I guess, is my point. Like, the reason I was leaning towards what the right side was saying is because what the left was doing was awful. It was
is it emotional? Is it based on because I dislike this? Like, and then, I do the same.
No.
Like, if I like something a little too much, I'm like, I don't, even if like something is, I think Trump's hilarious, and sometimes I'm like, oh, it'd be so much fun just to go jump in with the Trump people saying things. But there's these couple of things that I know I should call out, and so I try to stop myself.
From and then you're ostracized from that side too.
Absolutely,
then, because they're like, you're not backing him 100%. Then okay, well, you must be a Democrat. It's wild.
It is. Yeah. The anti-Semitism thing too is that's just like the racism term. It's not concrete. It can be applied to anything, and you can see a lot of people who are Trump supporters who might before have agreed with that, not really caring that anti-Semitism is like an executive order thing that was just put out. And it's like, what does that actually mean? How's that going to be used? I don't like that at all.
Did that have to do with that dude that just got deported or is getting deported? Yeah,
right,
the guy that basically was just speaking out against the Gaza thing or something, and he's getting deported now for, there's no crime committed at all. He just spoke his piece about what he thought about the government, and they're like, now you're getting deported. Ooh. This is where the left takes off with this shit, though, is that they're like Nazi dictatorship.
This guy,
that too. Yeah.
There's a whole, like, I talked about that a little bit earlier. There's so many like levels to that most people aren't going to get to. But that guy's background, all these things are provocateur. My prediction about that guy is that he probably wanted this to happen because this is an AOC. He's like an AOC character, like a Stacey Abrams character. And what they need is they need to be oppressed so that they can then, a few years later, and this guy, it'll take him probably, he's been here 2 years on a green card, so I guess 3 more years until he's a naturalized citizen and can run for Congress. He'll run for Congress, and his main story will be, I was oppressed by the Trump government for speaking out, and this is why you should vote for me. These are the stories they need to fundraise and to win office. And I think this is probably part of this plan. The guy works for the British embassy. I think he's an operative probably from the British. But with that said, I think that they need to be very careful on the other side of it, like you're saying, of deporting somebody based on speech. Now, the argument is going to be he's not a citizen, and he's not a citizen yet, technically. He has a green card. He isn't naturalized. But it's being applied because of that anti-Semitism executive order.
Right.
And my argument is, one, this is probably what he wants to happen. I'm betting even if he does leave, if he is deported at all, which he probably won't be, he'll be back very soon because this is part of his whole – he's an agent. He's here infiltrating some shit. If you look at his background, he's connected to all these NGOs in Washington. There's no doubt that this guy is some sort of plant.
He's not just a poor little student speaking his mind. Not at all.
He's like a 30-year-old who graduated already, and it's like he's got a background where he's been given all the opportunities in the world to go. He's speaking in June at Washington D.C. at an organization that the name of it is similar to the USA. Another one of those international organizations that says we're doing all these good things, but we don't know what they're really doing with the money. And he's like a primary speaker at their annual conference in June. And this is before all this happened. So he'll be back to do that. But it's the application of anti-Semitism. And that's what I was talking about on the show today. I was like, I know a lot of you people who love Trump, and this is why I was getting in the comments, are saying deport his ass. I think we should allow the court who said we're going to investigate this or do a trial or however they phrased it, because the court prevented his deportation until they can look further into it.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
They need to produce the evidence that he was actually supporting terroristic actions in Hamas. And it needs to be really convincing and hardcore, because Bibi Netanyahu also funded Hamas for a very, very long time. Because if we don't do that, if we allow, even though they're going to say, well, he's not a citizen. Okay. But still, the application of the term anti-Semitism as the basis for government action against an individual can be transferred to people who are citizens. And none of us want that, because we've probably all been branded anti-Semites at some point simply for questioning something about Israel or Bibi Netanyahu.
Yeah, well, and the definitions, like you're saying, are so fluid that it's like, oh, we could and saying supporting terrorists, what does that even mean? Did you go over January there and like help people? Them build a house? Like
totally, like yeah. We've been branded terrorists as conspiracy theorists before. So like these changing definitions are how they control society, and this is why when stuff like that happens, I'm like, I get the urge. I don't want somebody who is trying to. Like, if somebody's legitimately trying to cause terror attacks inside America, I don't like that either. But let's be very careful about our emotional reactions to some of these things, because they're designed to provoke those emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they want that, because then it, you know, engages other people, and then what do they call that? Radicalizing them. And
well,
all
then
of
we're
a sudden,
no longer critically thinking, though. We're not right. sitting back yeah, and thinking yeah. about the situation. We're too busy feeling our feelings and getting upset about it, or sad about it, or happy, or angry, whatever that little feeling is. And I'm not saying don't feel. I'm just yeah. saying if you feel some kind of way about some bullshit leader who is literally leading you on, then just fucking check yourself.
And that's what I was saying about the people that have the time to spend on X and argue with people about stupid shit like this. It's like, when you're arguing with somebody on social media, just remember they have the time in their day to sit there and wait for you to type back just so they can say something else that's
right.
stupid.
They're
like,
I gotta go to work. They're sitting in a wheelchair.
And the funniest part is you'll say something and be like, all right, I'm done with this now. I'm going to work. 8 hours later, you go back and look at your social media and that guy's still going off. And he's like, oh, I won because this guy didn't answer. I'm like, no, I just went to work. What are you doing?
I want to meet someone like that so bad in real life. I don't know anyone like that in real life. And I just want to know just one person.
I think they barely exist in real life. It's all on the internet.
I want to know.
It's mostly
none
the
of
internet.
These people that I've met a number of people who are by their online personality rather extreme at times on purpose is what you learn is it's like a marketing strategy, because that is what the algorithm, it promotes fighting and going after people because that's what is going to get you the most impressions, and that's what
yeah,
people want.
Whatever keeps you on the site, yeah, yeah, that's what they want.
The ones that I've met are some of them that I'm thinking about in particular, who I believe are straight grifters. I've met a lot of them. A lot of them are great people that are cool, and they aren't extreme. Some of them are funny and they do troll a lot, but like I'm talking about people with really big accounts that I've met, who when I met them, I'm like, wow, what a pussy, and what a con artist.
Well, those are the ones I think
they better
you were
not be boring,
about.
Is all I'm saying. You better They're not be a boring motherfucker.
Boring in real life.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's a con artist move.
No, isn't that what you were talking about? The people that will take, you know, like pictures of chicks or whatever, get a huge following. Then after 100%. They have 100,000 followers,
that's
they
exactly
change
what I'm
it and they
about.
And they're like, oh, look at this. I'm this political activist now that with 100,000 followers, even though most of the people that are on there are like, wait a minute, where's the tits at?
And they lie about stuff all the time. Like, a handful of accounts that I noticed do this, I don't even follow them because it's annoying. I know people who follow them. I know people who like them. And I've been in situations when I was in my early 20s where I met a legit off-the-street con artist who fooled a whole lot of people and ended up dating one of my really, really close friends. And he was just giving her all his money. And I learned that you can't tell that person that that person is conning them or lying to them, because that person will get mad at you. The sister of my friend at this time, who one of the lies this person told my friend was that she went to some online school at Harvard at the time, because they were like, where did you live? Because the con artist who was dating my friend met my friend's sister, and my friend was like, oh, she went to Harvard too, like you, sister. And she said, oh, where did you live? And she said, oh, I just did online school. They didn't have online school at the time. So my friend's sister knew it was a lie. And my friend's sister asked more questions and told my friend that she's lying to him. He didn't believe her. And it was tough to watch, because this is like one of the best guys. This is one of the guys who's like, please marry my sister. Like a great guy. We'll just treat you wonderfully. And
that's a prime target.
Was
for
this
con
chick
artists.
Like a 10, though?
No.
The con artist.
No, she wasn't. She was okay.
Really?
She was very convincing. She convinced a lot of people, me at first too. And then I started to notice the problems in her stories. And so when I realized she was manipulating my friend, that's when I got a lot more critical of her. And one of my other buddies who recognized it also, because he would say stuff about, it was at a theater. She'd be like, I donated all this money to the theater. And I'm like, well, everybody pays for your lunch every single day. How are you donating money? You don't have any money. You're conning money off of all these people. And then she would say these other lies. And so I would just try and ask questions that called out the contradictions in front of them.
Like, and innocently. Like, oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah. And she knew what I was doing. So she would be like, are you calling me a liar? And she'd come back at me like that. I'd be like, no, I'm just saying this is a very odd thing. Until eventually she kind of revealed herself to him. And he came to me and he asked me, like, about a situation that happened. And I just said, trust your instincts, man. And he did. And he ended it there. And he's happily married now. This was a long, long time ago. But that experience taught me, because I'd never encountered, I've had girlfriends that lied, and I've lied. Everybody's lied in situations before.
Lying's normal.
Right. Nobody likes to lie. Nobody it's hard to just be such a confident liar like politicians are all the time. And I had never experienced that until I met this person. And then once I really started learning about propaganda, and there's another book called The Big Con I talk about a lot, where it's these traveling gang of con artists that this writer went around with, and they just take over whole towns just because they're con men. They're confidence men. They can lie confidently, and people believe them because they put on a white coat or they pretend to have a position of authority. It taught me what I started this whole thing off with, is that if you shake people and say they're lying to you, but it's about somebody they like, they're going to turn on you.
Oh, yeah.
That all you can do is talk about it and point out things and ask questions that they will hopefully ask as well. And eventually they have an experience that you know, contradicts their beliefs about somebody. And this is the situation that I found myself facing when I met some of these influencers with large accounts that I know are conning people and have conned people out of money. They have a much bigger account. I'll get turned on. I'll get ambushed because they have online, like, hordes of trolls that they send after people. It's crazy.
Well, and these days, you might get doxxed or worse, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
You never know if you go after those people. But I did do a quick Google search, and that chick that dated your friend went on to be Kamala Harris, so.
Holy, I did not even put two and two together. She told me she was Indian back then.
And then black, and then... Yeah. And did she tell you about the significance of the passage of time? Because that's a dead giveaway, in retrospect, at least.
I'm still trying to wrap my head.
Oh, speaking of that, she's throwing her hat in the ring to be governor of California, so isn't that great?
Oh, did she do that?
I don't know if it's like official, but it's been talked about, you know. And I'm like, I would, I totally believe it. Here's the scariest part for us as Californians.
Well, for you,
she
guys,
will totally win. That's the scariest shit. I don't know, unless we split up into State of Jefferson before then. I mean, those retards in LA are going to be like, fuck yeah, what a way to better way to get back
there's
at Trump.
There's so much vote of Kamala California, in. Though, that's farmers and people who will vote
yeah, but
against
when it comes
that.
To,
I know, it's
to
hard.
Elections,
I get it.
It doesn't fucking matter.
I know.
There's way more retards in LA and San Francisco. So.
But who else is running, I guess? Like, is she the worst candidate? Because honestly, we've had Gavin Newsom forever, and we're not dead. I mean, it's just...
Maybe George Soros or run. Maybe he'll still be alive and he'll run.
Alex Soros could run.
I have no faith in our leaders.
But which
anymore.
Is worse at that point, Kamala or Alex Soros? Like,
all I'm doing yeah. is I'm gearing up for like. I feel like I'm playing defense in a team, and I'm just like, okay, what's coming at me? Like, that's all. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be like on the offense. Like, okay, I'm gonna make a change. I'm gonna do this, and maybe that's just a pussy move. Maybe it's because I'm a chick. But I'm just like, okay, how can I like. Duck and dodge like their punches.
Yeah, it's a good way to be.
It's gonna be someone who sucks. Like, it's not gonna be some amazing person who's gonna save the day. It's not gonna be some David Alexander Bramante that was running for governor and he's fucking awesome. He would have done a bang up job because he was libertarian.
Well,
I believe
he had no chance. That's the thing.
He had no chance, but he was the only person on the little pamphlet they passed out with everyone's bios on it when Gavin Newsom was. You know, about to be like dethroned, and he was the only person who wrote anything that made any kind of sense at all. Everyone, yeah. it was either a troll or straight up politician that was like, "I'm going to do this for our
the
state."
One guy that said,
and he
Google
was like,
me.
"Hey, I'm from LA. I love this state. I actually want to make changes, and I want to hear from the people." Like, he had so many great things to say,
and they're like, "Fascist, racist."
No, he just didn't. He was too little. Like nobody read that. Like, I read that, and I was like. Oh my God, this guy needs to be governor. And like, no one read the pamphlet. The only reason I read it is because we have a fucking podcast.
No, nobody knew
I would
who
never,
he was.
I would have tossed that shit in the garbage if we didn't talk to people with political views on a regular basis.
That's what sucks. And even the people that, you know, I think most people would vote for, like a Ron Paul or something, they're not going to be allowed to, even if they have the backing. It's just not in the. In the current zeitgeist of how politics works, there's no way that that's going to happen. But I mean, we
people
can hope.
Are shamed. Also, they're told it's if you vote for Ron Paul or a libertarian candidate, you're voting for the enemy because you're taking votes away.
On both sides. They both say that.
They both say
no
that.
One can stand up and say fucking who. I can do what I want. Yeah. I'm a grown ass adult.
It says the
I have
way
the right
political
to vote.
System
like,
works.
Just do it. If you care and you think that voting works, go ahead and do it. And don't worry about what any motherfucker says. Stop worrying about what everyone fucking says.
Yeah, first it's you got to vote. You must vote or you're a Nazi. Then or you're, you know, you're evil. Then it's you must vote for this one or that one or you're evil. It's just
And then it's like, vote blue
no matter who. Don't even think about it. Just pick the Democrat.
Yeah,
that's
then it's,
so dumb.
If you don't vote for the one out of the two, then you're also this. And it's just, talk about polarizing. But
yeah.
Well, it's nice to catch up with you, Brad. We'll let you go. Man. I know you already had a show before this, too. And if we hear back from the guest or reschedule, I'll let you know because I do want to talk to him and I would love to have you on there, too.
Absolutely.
So,
always good chatting with you guys. Always enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss a chance to catch up, but
I know. Sorry, I missed the last show. I was awful. I was coughing, and I think I was sneezing a lot. And I was I can't wreck a show. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to come on so bad, but I just sat out on the porch, like in the corner. I'm like, dude, I can't do it. I'm going to wreck it because I would have had
to mute.
We'll bring you guys on again,
seconds.
And when you're feeling better. And it was COVID. Did you get over it? Or
No, I would never test myself for COVID. I just know when I'm sick. No, this was like a month ago or 3 weeks. Whenever you were on, I'm totally fine now. I don't stay sick for long because I'm not. Yeah. Pussy.
Oh, she's not quadruple boosted either. Yeah. So she has
exactly. So I have all of the antibodies for whatever the fuck they're putting out.
You guys got your measles boosters?
Oh yeah, that one. Yes, I definitely took that one. I had about four. I think I'm due for my next one next week.
I get them every day just to be sure.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I do always enjoy talking. You guys are like my favorite guys to talk to.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tell Ian and Jocelyn we said hello.
Tell them they're gay. I'll tell them they're very gay.
I will. Yeah, tell them.
Faggots.
All right, guys. Have a good night. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.
taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.